It's time for your week daily look at the NBA and your Charlotte Hornets. It's time for the Hive O'Clock Alarm.
How you doing? Oh, that sounds amazing.
Good Wednesday morning, Hornets fans. It's game day or game night. Well, I guess it starts in the morning for us, David. We're just all Hornets all the time.
It's game day. That's right. Excuse me. Whew, wake up now. Wake up, everybody. It's time to talk b-ball.
All right. Yeah, we're going to talk b-ball. But first, we have to tell you, we had... I won't be afraid to say it, David. I think it was one of our best shows last night. I think we're finding...
Whoa.
Yeah, I think we're finding new ways to make the show exciting and fun. And we did a lot.
I hope so.
Yeah, and we had an exclusive last night. We had our own Justin Thomas, who also covers the Hornets for ESPN 730. He got a few minutes with Troy Daniels, who has recently been inserted into the Charlotte Hornets rotation in place of Jeremy Lamb. He took Troy, I guess he didn't really take Troy. Troy graciously awarded us a few minutes of his time at practice and spoke about, you know, getting into the rotation and how Jeremy Lamb reacted during the game to Troy being in the game. So it was really interesting.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
That was some inside info right there.
So definitely, again, that's a Hive Talk Live exclusive. So go check that out. Plus, we previewed not only the Orlando game coming up tonight, we also talked about the Miami Heat game. Two really important games for the Hornets back-to-back tonight and tomorrow night. So after you get done listening to this, definitely queue up Hive Talk Live from last night if you didn't listen live. Want to talk about the Magic for just a few moments. They got a victory. They're on a back-to-back as well. They'll be on the back end of their back-to-back. They played the Nuggets last night. They won that game 116-110. As we said last night, David, don't get it twisted. The Magic, even without Vucevic, their starting center, and Elfrid Payton, one half of their starting backcourt, this team knows how to score.
Yeah, and they've got some talent. They can get streaky on you, like we mentioned, and that's been a problem as of late. I say a problem, but the Hornets have only lost one game in their last eight. But you don't want to let guys like Oladipo get going. And I think coming out to a good start, especially against a team on the second night of a back-to-back when you're at home, is key. And especially when you, let's just say, didn't have a good start to the previous game. So
yeah.
I think that'll be important for the Hornets tonight. And I look for them to rebound because, as we've talked about since that game ended, there wasn't a whole lot of concern, which I take as a good sign. You can take it however you want. We'll see how to take it once things get going tonight. But you definitely want to see them come out with some aggression and hopefully have one of those 30-point quarters that we've come to know and love.
Yeah, hey, where'd you go, 30-point first quarter? Come back.
Yeah.
You were fun and exciting to watch.
We liked you.
Yeah.
We liked you. We want to party with you.
You mentioned
make it cool again.
Yeah. You mentioned Oladipo. He scored 29 points against the Hornets in January, so he's always dangerous because he's excellent at attacking the basket. He had a pretty serious block that you should go check out on NBA.com from last night. So he's a guard, but he's got ups and he's got length. But also another guy to watch that's been dangerous filling in is Evan Fournier, who had 30 points last night, 11 of 19 from the field, 5 of 9 from beyond the arc. So he's always a threat, not only from deep, but on backdoor cuts. He's a great cutter. So you have to watch.
Another streaky guy.
Yeah, and the thing
is,
yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, like with younger guys, which is really all the Magic have, like Jason Smith is their veteran leader. I mean, with younger guys, it's all about rhythm. So it goes back to your point, David. You have to attack them early. You have to keep Fournier, Victor Oladipo, Aaron Gordon, guys like this, from feeling confident in that first quarter. And if you can do that, then you've not won half the battle. You've probably won the battle. So, the Hornets
feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and the Hornets have done well closing out games. So I think with this team,
true.
Yeah, you'll know a lot, I think, after the first quarter ends. So again, that tips off at 7 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. Evan Fournier, teammate of Nick Batum, correct? French national team.
French national team. That is correct. Also, have you heard my conspiracy theory that I've floated around mostly on Twitter? I don't know if I've ever said this on the show, but I have a conspiracy theory about Evan Fournier.
Oh, it's not quite 7 o'clock, so hit me with it.
All right. I think you remember the quintessential 90s film, Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Okay. The kid that pees his pants.
Yeah.
I don't know the, name of the character.
Don't tell me.
But, you know, it's cool to pee your pants.
Yeah, ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Yeah, that kid is...
I'm familiar.
Yeah, that kid grew up to be Evan Fournier.
Don't. That's a good call.
To confirm this, fans, do not Google Evan Fournier's name, just please, for your own safety. But do Google Billy Madison, kid that pees his pants, and look at the picture and tell me, and then go find somehow, go to maybe a Magic's recap or something and find a picture of Evan Fournier, and you'll be shocked, I'll say. And I think you'll be on my side. And I think the dates match up. I think he would be maybe that old. Or no, he's probably younger. Maybe the dates don't matter.
Now I'm going to be trying to think of that kid's name.
I want to see Evan's birth certificate. I'm not sold on it yet. Anyway, Magic Hornets, they throw down tonight, 7 o'clock p.m., and we will be live tweeting it at Hive Talk Live for an extended preview of this game. Check out Hive Talk Live, the full show, the hour show, the big show, the really big show. Okay, I want to do one more thing before we get out of here this morning, David. So we just got done with the Sloan Conference. It's basically an NBA stats orgy, essentially, that goes down every year. And teams will send representatives, and they talk about different, you know, new stat models. And, you know, it's a sabermetric nerd's wet dream, okay? And
right.
We are fond of the stats on this show, and there's a stat that's a couple years old now. It was made back in 2014 that I don't use it a lot. It was developed, I believe, by ESPN, and it's called NBA Real Plus Minus. Now, David, I know you're familiar with the standard, the good old plus minus, where...
Right.
You know, you essentially you take the points, the net points that were scored or scored against when a player is on the court. So if a team scores 6 points while you're on the court, you have a negative, and you score zero, you have a negative six plus minus. Kind of a basic stat. Doesn't really tell you a lot. If you're really good and you play with bad teammates who can't play defense and you get toasted, then that reflects negatively on you, and there's no way to account for the fact that, hey, I did all right.
Well, yeah, what's up with me? So real plus minus takes into account basically what, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, would be like regardless of who your teammates are, right? Something to that effect?
Kind of. It's very complicated. Okay. I can't even get into the specifics.
I think it was developed by a former Suns coach. I think ESPN may have claimed to it or use it a lot. I'm not sure. I'm sure someone.
Yeah, there were several guys and several companies that came up with this, and there's a lot of it uses a lot of models that you can't really explain because you'd have to have, you know, a couple of PhDs, but and that's what's tough about this stat. You kind of have to trust it. You kind of have to trust that the work that went into it is legit, but there's no way to say, well, it doesn't account for this or doesn't account for that. You can't say that definitively because, you know, a lot of it is kind of being done in the background. But what it does, it takes models from – it takes all the box scores from the past 10 years, and it takes into account your past performances. So it can tell whether or not you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z in a box score. And if you don't do that, it kind of can give you the benefit of the doubt and say, well, if he didn't do X, Y, and Z, but he has done it statistically over the past couple of years, then it probably wasn't his fault. And it was criticized last year because Nick Collison was in like the top 10 for a long time. Oh, it also takes into account the person that you replace. So if you do a lot better than the person that you replace, so it's got some like war, VORP kind of things stitched into it where you get value if you do better than the person that you replace. But for that reason, I think it got criticized because Nick Collison was high up on the real plus minus because he replaced Kendrick Perkins, who, you know, couldn't play offense and barely play defense. So when you replace that guy, you get a lot of... But I think they've made some adjustments because let me read you real quick the top five. So top five in real plus minus this season, Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, Draymond Green, LeBron James. I'll go top 10. Chris Paul, Kyle Lowry, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan, Paul George. So...
Seems accurate.
Yeah, like, I mean, there are not many outliers. When I look at the top 20, I mean, there are no real, Mahinmi maybe is like the one guy that kind of pops up in there. But it's a really good tool to use when you're talking about most improved player. Because this real plus minus really takes into, there's an offensive real plus minus and a defensive real plus minus. And it tries to take into account what you're doing, like everything that you do on the court and how that is a plus or a minus to the offense or defense. So kind of tying this back into the Hornets, the best Hornets in real plus minus this season is, would you like to take a guess?
Kemba.
And I should mention that the numbers you're about to hear are per 100 possessions. So it's the points that you added per 100 possessions. Actually, Marvin Williams, who has a 2.34 offensive real plus minus and a 1.03 defensive real plus minus for a total 3.37. That ranks 28th in the league overall. And then amongst power forwards, he is 5th. Now, Kemba's not far behind. He's 7th overall in point guards. And overall in the NBA, 33 with a real plus minus of 3.02. He gets dinged. He's better offensively a little bit than Marvin at 2.37, but he gets dinged for defense. And I think that's and the problem with defensive real plus minus. I'll be honest, is that if you get a lot of blocks and steals, like I don't think defensive real plus minus could value what MKG does. It can't value help defense and recovering back to a player and kind of the defense that doesn't show up on the box score. It's tough to take that into account in any stat.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's kind of where it's still difficult to assess or to put a number on, I think, right? The defensive impact of, especially the guy like MKG, where you watch the game and it affects, it's hard to even put into words, really. It affects the flow, you know, or he has an effect just on the way the game is played. But you're right, it doesn't all the time show up in the box score, which actually I think Marvin kind of fits in that from a defensive standpoint this year as well. But I don't know if you agree with that, but to me, defensive is still harder.
I think he's been doing both, and I think where his defensive real plus minus increased this year is probably due to the fact that he is the de facto Hornets rim protector this season.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's been getting more blocks this season than he has for most of his career. He's really stepped up in that department, and so I think that's why you see his real plus minus shoot up there. But anyway, I just wanted to, it's a stat that we don't use a lot. Maybe we'll use it more. And I think while it has certain flaws, like a lot of stats, I think it's adjusting and it's young and it's maturing and it could be of some value, especially offensive real plus minus. I think that's where you can, and you have to, again, you have to go with the eye test, especially on defense. But I think offensively it can tell you certainly much more than plus minus. So anyway, and I don't know. I don't think they do it game to game, unfortunately. So you'd really, it's really more of a season stat. So there you go. Little stats. Charles Barkley would strangle me, I think, if I tried to explain that one to him. Like, you're not going to hear real plus minus at all during the tournament. You can tournament coverage. That's not happening.
Doug, just enjoy the madness, okay? We can get back to the stats, you know, in April.
I guess. All right. Well, that'll do it for us, folks. Enjoy the game tonight. Again, follow us on Twitter at Hive Talk Live. We will be live tweeting the game tonight and on Facebook. We've been doing more video on Facebook. I try to get a little video of warm-ups before the game if it's a home game or stuff like that. So check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Hive Talk Live. And one more time, go listen to the big show. David and I, we talk about a lot of different things. Honestly, it was one of our best shows. Thanks so much for listening.
It was a fun show.
It was. Well, listen, you can't go wrong with David Walker. You're so cool. Yeah, I tell you, you bring the cool factor. It's something I can't bring.
Oh,
you have two things: sultry deep voice, and you you bring the cool factor. So don't be
ready to go now. Thanks, Doug.
That's your wake up. That's better than orange juice. Don't get humble on me now, Walker. You're a good man. Thanks, folks, for listening. Until next time, until tomorrow morning, all hail the Teal and Purple.